News, I'm Sherry Preston. It was Oppenheimer's night at the Oscars. As most people expected, it took home the most statues, including the big prize of the night, Best Picture. The Princess of Wales this morning saying she was the one responsible for the photo of her and her children that was pulled by news agencies because it looked like it was manipulated. Princess Kate says this morning many amateur photographers like her often experiment with editing. President Biden and Donald Trump are both expected to clinch their respective parties' presidential nominations this week. Here's ABC's Em Nguyen.
Biden travels to New Hampshire today, where he's expected to discuss health care costs. The Trump campaign has no scheduled events this week, but Trump's lawyers face a big day in court Thursday in his classified documents case.
Palestinians begin fasting for Ramadan today, the Muslim holy month arriving as ceasefire talks in Gaza are still at a standstill. Japan today marking the 13th anniversary of the earthquake and tsunami that left 20,000 people dead on the country's northeastern coast, Fukushima. This is ABC News. The White House is set to roll out President Biden's new budget plan today. It includes tax breaks for families, tax hikes for companies, and a minimum 25% tax rate for billionaires. It is unlikely to get through Congress. Military investigators are trying to figure out why a chopper went down along the U.S.-Mexico border, killing three people. They're saying that the National Guard helicopter was monitoring people coming into the country illegally west of National Guard helicopter McAllen, Texas. When it went down, investigators were talking with witnesses like a cotton farmer named Wesley Vanderpool, saying he saw the helicopter over the edge of a field and it started twirling. Two members of the New York State National Guard and a Border Patrol agent were all killed. A third National Guard soldier was seriously hurt. Some big changes may be on the way at Disneyland. Disney parent company of ABC News is asking Anaheim officials for permission to rethink its California parks by building a new attractions on what's now a parking lot. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Imagine, it's the final game of the season, but your symptoms of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, are making a comeback. What should you do? Keep managing your constipation with belly pain the same old way? Or try getting ahead of your symptoms by talking to your doctor about Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. President Biden will be back in Wisconsin next week. He'll headline a campaign event in Milwaukee on Wednesday. The White House is saying no more than he'll take part in political events. The general election is underway for all intents and purposes. Biden and Donald Trump's primary opponents have all dropped out of the race. One of Wisconsin's largest lobbying groups is appealing a ruling that says that the State Department of Natural Resources can require large livestock farms to get wastewater permits before they pollute local waters. Wisconsin Manufacturing and Commerce's legal team sued the DNR on behalf of two large farms last year. They say that requiring large-scale farms to get the permits is burdensome regulation. Earlier this year, a judge ruled that the DNR does have broad authority to require wastewater permits. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
The Bucks sink the Clippers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks took over in the fourth quarter to beat the Clippers in L.A. 124-117, Giannis on how he and Damian Lillard scored a combined 69 points.
We're just trying to play basketball. You know, was able to get to his shots, get to his three. It's time that we work in practice. We did it against the Lakers. Tonight it worked. It's something we're going to have to do moving forward. And we both have to play make in the last 6 minutes.
Men's college basketball. The Wisconsin Badgers losing to number 3 ranked Purdue 77-70. The Badgers head to Minneapolis as the 5th seed with their first game in the Big Ten tournament Thursday afternoon at 1:30 against the winner of Rutgers versus Maryland. NFL free agency getting underway. The Packers to release Devondre Campbell this week. The 30-year-old linebacker had numerous injuries the past two seasons. The move could save Green Bay $10.5 million in salary cap funds. That's sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Mostly sunny and a little breezy today. We'll get to around 64 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the southwest at 15 to 25. Tonight we'll drop down to 45. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and warm, 69 for a high. Then on Wednesday, partly cloudy. Could see a few showers by late Wednesday and Wednesday night. Our high Wednesday, 64. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 34.
Nothing better than the Vila Zoo and the Old Brick Gardens.
Except maybe Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Up in the morning at the crack of dawn.
Wind has broken.
Now the morning sun is shining like a red. Rubber ball.
Woke up, fell out of bed, dragged a comb across my head.
7 a.m. comes too fast, roll out of the bed to that alarm clock blast. It's a beautiful morning.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning.
Matt Radio, WMDX, 92.7 FM and 1580 AM, the John and Gordy Show, broadcasting from the capital city of Wisconsin. That is, what the name is?
Madison.
Can't remember the name.
Madison.
Yeah. Madison, that's right. Guy gotcha. Madison. The city named after Guy Madison, who was famously Wild Bill Hickok. No?
He was another cowboy. What was Guy Madison? Now we got to ask the Google machine.
And Jingles. It was what? Guy Madison and Jingles. Remember, he had his sidekick Jingles?
Yeah. Hey, Google, what TV role did Guy Madison play? Let's see if we got an answer.
According to IMDb, he played leads in a series of programmers before being cast as legendary lawman Wild Bill Hickok in the TV series.
Oh, there you go. You had it right.
Hickok.
Had it.
He played Hickok on TV and radio for much of the 1950s, and many of the TV episodes were strung together and released as feature films.
Oh, that's interesting.
Really? I did not know that.
See, you learn something every day from the Google machine.
And I think he was on the box of Sugar Pops.
You think so?
Yeah, I think so.
Wow. Okay, that's...
Maybe somebody has one of those that they can send to us.
You know you've made it in life when you start appearing on cereal boxes, right?
Yes, you made it. Made it.
We ought to make Johnny Gordy cereal.
Yeah.
Well, they used to do it with Wheaties all the time. They used to have all these athletes.
Well, sure,
Wheaties.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense.
We are not that.
No, we're not.
Is there some kind of lazy cereal that we could be on the box?
Lazy?
On a box of grape nuts?
grape nuts. Yeah, that's it. Grape nuts.
Eats grape nuts.
Of course, you know, Rosina's, maybe it should be bran.
That's right. Well, bran flakes.
There you go. Oh, God. All right.
I mean, we could have our own line of, yeah, that's a good idea, John and Gordy Brand Flakes. wake you up and get you going. First thing in the morning.
Yes.
And
we don't mean running.
No.
Well, maybe the run of the restroom.
We'll get the marketing department working on that.
Yeah. I'm just shooting the stuff out here. Maybe
excuse me? What? Oh, stuff. Okay. All right.
Oh, God.
It's going to be a nice day today, John. Yeah, it's going to be warm. It's going to get up to the mid-60s today. Mm-hmm. Same thing tomorrow. It's going to be nice and mild and no rain in the forecast. Just clear this morning, kind of clouding up already.
Well, you know, everybody was talking about how wonderful the State of the Union was by Joe Biden finally showing some energy, some aggressive storytelling out there.
He's feisty.
He's feisty guy. I think that was one of the words they used. Feisty, right?
Feisty, yeah.
Well, our dumb Ron Johnson had a different word for it.
Really?
Let's play this little thing. I'm going to interrupt it constantly here by adding some facts to what Ron Johnson states. But let's check this out.
It was a speech by an angry old man.
There you go, an angry old man. That's
Oh, really?
Okay. You really can't have any energy if you're a Democrat. You can't, really, if you show any signs of life, you're angry. There you go. Because, you know, Ron Johnson, right in that clip, did not sound angry at all.
No.
Right?
No, okay, well, very reasonable.
Yeah. Let's continue here.
If things are all that great, if, you know, everything's coming up roses, you'd think he'd be in a better mood. You think he wouldn't be so angry, but...
My better mood, angry, come on. My goodness sakes, he can't have any kind of energy level whatsoever?
Apparently not, no.
Well, then they criticize him for that and saying he's not up to it. He's obviously too old. Right, but that didn't work into this conversation. Let's check out some more of what Ron Johnson was saying.
The problem is, it's not coming up roses. No. Our nation is in deep, deep trouble.
It is?
And it's in deep, deep trouble because of his policies.
Yeah.
He opened the border.
But he didn't open the border. No, he really didn't. He kept a lot of the policies down there. In fact, he would have signed the bill that the House was putting together and said they wanted to pass until, of course, President Trump, their president, he never lost power, asked them to, you know, kill the bill. And that's what he did. They killed the bill.
They had it all negotiated. Everything was ready to go. They were ready to sign it. And then,
And Biden said, if I sign it, I'll shut the border down immediately. And they didn't they didn't go for that either. Okay, let's constantly fact check what Johnson has.
He has the authority to close it. He just doesn't want to. He sparked 40-year high inflation, which made a dollar that you helped the start of the Biden administration worth only 85 cents.
Sure. Inflation has been down. A downward trend for a year and a half now, Ron. Pick up a newspaper. Check it out. Read sometime. You know, it's a retreat of food, energy, good inflation. By the way, they call it greedflation. Remember? These companies took advantage of the inflation issue and decided to raise their prices and lower the amount of content in their food products. Let's continue.
People are feeling that pain. He's engaged in the war on fossil fuels. He's the one that...
No. There's no war on fossil fuels. U.S. oil production reached an all-time high. That's a war on fossil fuels? Boy, wow, he's losing that war. Let's continue.
Directed the embarrassing and dangerous surrender in Afghanistan that has emboldened our enemies and set the world on flame.
Oh, by the way, Trump negotiated that deal where we were withdrawing from Afghanistan, and that was a hard date. That was the hard date that Biden kept to. And that's what happens. You can't always predict how badly or how well these things are going to run, but if they run badly, then you can, of course, attack the opponent. All right, let's continue.
So these are all caused by President Biden's and his administration's actions, by their policies, and he can't defend them.
Yes,
so he gets
can.
all angry, blames everybody else. I thought it was probably most galling at the end of the speech. He was talking about he was president for all Americans. Now, he has painted half of America as potentially domestic terrorists.
No, you have done that. The MAGAs have done that, right? I know it because I have been tagged a terrorist. This is ridiculous. We've all been tagged terrorists. If we're not a MAGA, we are all terrorists, and we're trying to destroy the country. So much projection.
He's weaponized his federal agencies against Americans.
If they break the law, we go after people who break the damn law, right? I mean, that's what happens. You have an insurrection, you penalize the people who caused the insurrection, right? We go after them. It's not weaponizing the government. It's using the government for that correct purpose.
Again, he falsely accuses Republicans of the exact same thing he does. He's destroying this country.
Really? That must be it then. God. Well, you know, what is wrong with this guy? He is so... Why do we deal with... This guy has won election after election, and there is absolutely no reason for it. When he ran for office, his main purpose was to destroy Obamacare. the Affordable Care Act, so no one could get the health care and the subsidies that go along with paying your monthly premium. He didn't want people to get that. He wanted the old system that was so expensive and so ridiculous that people could not afford health care at all. Now, tens of millions of people now can afford to get health care because of the premium support that they're getting per month. But he wanted to kill it. That's the only reason he became a senator, is to kill Obamacare. And he's still on that rant. But, you know, we know that he was wrong. And we're continuing to support this guy. And he's running for election again. He said he was term limits for him.
Right.
And then he's changed his mind.
Well, he's totally in for Trump.
He kind of likes the perks. You know, he's got houses all over the place in major, ski country resorts. His family has airplanes and jets now. He doesn't want to leave, right?
No, he's got it made. Yeah. He's got it, everything he needs, everything he wants. Plus, he's totally in for Trump again. And, well, we had that story last week about how he was in on the electoral mess that they created. And he was supposed to deliver something to the vice president, but he didn't know anything about it. He had nothing to do with it. He sent a couple of texts to his chief of staff, but he wasn't really involved with it. He didn't know anything really about it. It just goes on and on.
Seditious. He was actually a participant, and the reporter kept on saying, "But you're a participant, right? You were in on this."
Yeah.
Only for a few seconds.
Yeah.
In Ron's mind, that made sense. Okay.
Yeah.
You know, I have a cut here. This is a long time ago, and not that long ago, but this is Ron continuing his rant.
Interest rates, mortgage rates doubled, come down a little bit, but the average price of a mortgage is almost doubled.
But
housing is unaffordable. If you're a young person, you don't even feel like you can get married and start a family. It's just not affordable, and you're not even thinking probably about buying a house. That is.
Well, you know, if I remember correctly, we were going to forgive a whole bunch of college loans so people could go out and buy a home after they graduate from college, but they were against it. But now he's complaining that people can't go out and buy a house after they get out of college because they can't afford it because of the interest rates, not because of their loans.
Tragedy and a travesty. you take a look at their war on fossil fuels, which are artificially driving up the cost of energy. That's not helping. Across the board, the weakness that this administration is conveying to the rest of the world has also emboldened our adversaries, which is one of the reasons our world is in flames. And the Biden administration has no response other than send billions, tens of billions of dollars to other nations to secure their border before we secure our own.
No, that's not true at all. We're securing our border. We want actually immigration reform so we don't have the people rushing to the border if we had a nice orderly new system in place. Of course, they don't want to take care of the system at all. And by the way, it's our fault that other nations are having wars with each other. Right? Did we have something to do with Hamas? I'm sorry. Maybe I'm wrong about that. I don't know why. Why is that Biden's fault? Why is any of all of this Biden's fault? It isn't. Just because, you know, the thing is they have made all this crazy stuff up, and the MAGA party is believing every second of it, all of it.
Well, they take it all, there's no doubt about that.
No, it's crazy, right?
Yeah. It is the MAGA party, too.
Yeah, I was going to say, Don Jr. came out and branded it that way. Let's check this out.
I think the RNC is going to be a little bit more of that old school establishment. That Republican Party, frankly, no longer exists outside of the D.C. Beltway. But, it takes a little while to make that transition. But again, I think, the moves that happened today, I think that's the final blow. People have to understand that America First, the MAGA movement, is the new Republican Party.
That's it right there.
There you go. That's right. Don Jr. 7:19 coming up. Brittany Merlot is going to tell us what's happening weather-wise this week.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Unleashed Live is coming to Barnwood Events in Madison this April. Calling all visionary leaders, change makers, and soulful CEOs, it's time to release any lingering chains of expectation, unleash the authentic leader within you, and expand your brand impact. Soul Seed Strategy facilitates transformation by creating an experience that supports you to embody greater authenticity and step into expanded leadership. Register now at soulseed.com.
Hi, I'm Emily from Weichert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Your home, your property, your decision. At Weichert Realtors Lake Point, we'll guide you every step of the way, whether you're buying or selling a home or exploring commercial property. Your dream is within reach. You'll find our realtors love what they do, and more importantly, we think it's fun helping our clients achieve their goals. Who wouldn't want to do that every day? Give me a call at 608-721-8002. Weichert Realtors Lake Point, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find more info at weichert-lakepoint.com.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Mad Radio, WMDX, 92.7 FM at 1580 AM, Madison. The John and Gordy Show, and this is the time we've waited for. You know, somebody went on vacation and left us high and dry here. We did not know what was going to happen in the weather for the rest of the week. We were just, you know, just running blind. We didn't know what to do.
That was last Monday. It's a whole new week, and Brittany Merlot has returned from her vacation. She went to the Bahamas for a week and enjoyed
right.
some fantastic wow. weather there. How was it down there, yeah. Brittany?
How was your move to the Bahamas?
I went surfing, you know, yeah. I swam with the dolphins. I did all of that stuff.
Nice.
Wow, that's fantastic. Oh,
okay.
Boy.
Now tell us what yeah. you really did.
Oh, it's terrible. The dreaded moving everybody yeah. hates. So.
Wow.
Ugh, it's tough.
Yep. But we're done. We're on the other end of it, so it's all good.
But you had all better good. Weather. It wasn't horrible weather. Was it really cold the day you moved?
You know, the day that I moved, it was supposed to be really warm that day in the 60s. Mm-hmm. And what happened here? It was like 50s and misting and rainy and just dreary. I was like, of course, this is the day I move.
Yeah,
maybe it's good luck like weddings, right? Isn't it supposed right. to be if you get married and it's raining, it's good luck. So maybe if I move and it's raining. Who knows? I'm stretching
okay.
here.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, take it for
okay.
what you can, you know?
So now today we're going to get in the mid-60s, they're saying, and it's going to be warm again tomorrow. And I was reading an article about this past winter being the warmest winter ever in the United States. Is that what you're hearing? Is that what you're seeing, Brittany?
Yes, that is exactly what I'm seeing here as well. And I know we've been feeling that. Wisconsin's definitely got that in the books. And why not put today there too? So the record for today is 65 degrees set back in 2012. And I think we're going to definitely beat that. Tomorrow, the record is 75. Wow. I don't know. We'll come close. Maybe 70s. Yeah.
Yeah.
But still, abnormally warm. We're going to double our temperatures that we're sitting at right now. And, you know. We're not crazy. Supposed to be that warm.
No. How does that happen without, you know, the Earth's crust just, you know, snapping and cracking wide open? I just don't get how these temperature swings don't destroy what we have.
I've been having nightmares of this.
I know.
Like, what is that movie? Is it Perfect Storm? Is that the one where just all these wild things happen all at once? I don't know.
Well, yeah,
you're
right.
Movies. It is. It
yeah,
is,
the perfect
yeah.
storm. Yeah.
Yep.
So looking ahead, though, we've got a couple of warm days, and then any chance for, you know, we still need rain. I mean, we still are way behind in precipitation. Yeah. Any chances this week?
Oh, you betcha.
Great.
It's going to be the same story, right? Spike in temperatures to start the week, abundant sunshine, windy conditions, high fire danger, right? We're still in a drought out there. And then by Thursday, that's when we're looking at the rain headed our way. Right now, it looks about half an inch to an inch, which we need every drop of that. So that'll be good news to get that rainfall on Thursday. And then afterwards, temperatures look to moderate out. They stay a little bit above average for about a week, and then they drop below average. I haven't said which that very
what?
Often.
Which means what exactly?
What? It's going to get really cold? Really?
We're going to go into the neck. No, I'm just kidding. Don't worry. It's not April 1st. It's not April 1st yet. I got to hold these jokes.
Right. Okay.
But no, I mean, we do have some chances of some snow into the.
Oh, no.
I know.
We're not done with snow yet? Really?
No, we're not. In fact, in the next few weeks, I see a few more chances. It doesn't look like the big snowblower kind of snowfall, but enough to where our temperatures could produce that still. As these systems exit. So I don't think that summer is around the corner. I think we're still in spring and we got to remember that.
Well, we have some greenery coming up out there already.
Right.
Because of those warm temperatures. And today, boy, I think that's going to really exacerbate that situation. Then we'll have snow on top of the green. What a horrible mess this is.
I don't even want to dogs living together. Oh my God.
How is this possible?
I know. At least the ground will be thawed out somewhat, so it'll absorb some of that rain. I know, flooding in basements can happen, especially when it's still hard and the ground is solid and the water runs off. It has to go someplace. And, if you have a slight leak in a basement, that's where it'll go.
Yep, it sure will. So,
all right.
No, yeah, right, it's been a wild winter, I'll tell you that.
It has been.
Well, Brittany, thank you very much.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Yeah. Well, no, I you can continue if you'd like, but.
I was just going to ask how you guys are adjusting to the time change. I'm just curious.
Horribly.
And you know why?
It's always
because our damn atomic clocks aren't changing. Has yours changed yet?
Yeah.
You have an atomic clock,
Atomic clock? No, I don't.
Oh. Yes, everybody has atomic clocks.
You got to have an atomic clock. You got to be connected to the rest of the world and know exactly what time it is.
It has a little reactor in the back, and you just turn it on and off. No, but
Brittany, thank you for joining us.
Yes,
we hope you have a wonderful week, and we'll talk to you next Monday.
Yeah.
All right.
Good. Have a good one.
Enjoy your new apartment.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. That's Brittany Merlot, our civic media meteorologist, telling us what to expect ahead. Looks like a couple of nice warm days and then and chaos by the end of the week.
We have Joe on the line. She wants to talk about Ron Johnson, dumb Ron Johnson, as we call him here on the show. And it's not name calling. I've always called him that. You go to democurmudgeon.blogspot.com and just plug in dumb. Ron Johnson will come up. All the stories about Ron Johnson will be there.
Yeah, we've got a couple of minutes. So, Joe, good morning.
Hi, Joe.
What's on your mind?
Well, he's just another example of the fossils in our state government. And I joined this so much. His constant refrain, he must have test marketed this, that the world is in flames. The world is in flames. I don't know if you've noticed it, hellfire everywhere. And I think this is an opportunity for the John and Gordy fire extinguishers, okay? Get a line of different fire extinguishers for the world in flames, fire extinguishers. And maybe, they spew... Yeah, they spew facts, that counter some of this ridiculousness. I mean, the facts are, the lowest unemployment in 50 years, more jobs created than any other president, 25 months of job increases, which is unforeseen, stock market's at a record high, inflation is dropping down, and, are there problems? Sure. And he mentioned, that housing isn't affordable. One of the things that's driving that I've read is that some of these big companies like BlackRock are buying huge swaths of housing and then sucking it up and then renting it. Their idea is to just get a massive hold in the rental market. And then that property, that first home, that starter home is taken out of the buying mix. And, that's a very important thing. What do you do against it? You don't solve it by just saying the world is in flames. I mean, where's your evidence, Ron? What's wrong? Where's your evidence? And I would, just to conclude my little rant on Ron here, I would mention the fact in the past, Ron has talked about one of the ways of fixing Social Security is that every year the Congress could meet and decide how much people would get based on the budget. So, if you imagine you're going to get this amount, you're going to get one-fourth of that. And I thought, the guy is supposed to be an econ. He's supposed to be a businessman. And you imagine people, for example, going to get a 3-year loan for a car. Well, what can you afford the second year? I don't know. Ron hasn't decided yet.
That's right. Well, he married into money, so
Yeah, maybe.
There's something to that.
He married into it, yes. Anyway, so think about the fire extinguishers. I think there's a lot. Yes.
The fire hose of misinformation. We've got the fire hose of truth.
There you go. Joe, thank you for your call. You got to move along. 729, we've got news, weather. Ham Yankee's got a farm update. And when we come back, Trump tries to read a teleprompter.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
This report, sponsored by Current Electric, home of the superhero. Current Electric, a pioneer in solar energy for residential and commercial in the state. Go to callcurrent.com.
This is Chuck Smith, owner of Current Electric, home of the superheroes. Have you noticed electrical problems in your home or business? Flickering lights, broken breakers, outlets that wiggle and jiggle? Current Electric knows the most important thing is protecting your family, and our heroes are experts at electrical repairs and upgrades. With 8,500 five-star reviews and growing, we answer the call. Go to callcurrent.com. That's callcurrent.com. 262-786-5885. Keep your electricity alive.
Are you a dairy farmer looking to stay ahead of the curve in an ever-evolving industry? The key to success in today's fast-paced dairy industry is really a focus on continuous improvement and innovation. I'm Charity Seebecker from the Midwest Farm Report, and the countdown is on to the 2024 Business Conference presented by the Professional Dairy Producers. It's set for March 13th through the 14th at the Kalahari Resorts in Wisconsin Dells. Cassandra Strupp, PDP program manager, says whether you are a producer, industry professional, or a student, this is your chance to get the tools to drive innovation in your business.
So it's very timely, it's very relevant, and it really fits their needs in the fact that if you need quick sound bites, the Learning Lounges is going to be for you. If you need to learn by seeing, touching, and doing, the hands-on hubs are going to speak to you. If you need to do one-on-one with your session and really do a deep dive, your breakouts and your specialties are going to be what's going to gear you into the next year. So we're definitely gearing in or focusing in on your different learning styles so that when you go back to your business, you are fueled up, you are energetic and super excited for this next year, regardless if it's the next 6 months, the next year, or even further beyond that.
That was Professional Dairy Producers Program Manager Cassandra Strupp. With over 54 educational sessions, there is something for everyone. So whether you're a seasoned dairy farmer, a curious consumer, or simply someone with a passion for agriculture, mark your calendars to attend. You can find more information on our website at MidwestFarmReport.com. I'll have more news right after this.
Lely Center Monroe is ready to upgrade your dairy farm with the latest robotic milking and feeding equipment. Your cows will be healthier and happier with a consistent 24/7 milking and feeding routine. Thousands of dairy producers are embracing the Lely way of milking and feeding, saving time and money while having high-quality milk. Find them on Facebook, Lely Center Monroe, or stop by the shop in Monroe. Lely, a world leader in robotic milking and feeding.
Go on the offensive against weeds with Antares Complete from Helena. Antares Complete eliminates early weed competition with long-lasting residual control of broadleaf weeds and grasses. With a balanced premix of three herbicides, Antares Complete combats herbicide resistance and helps soybeans achieve a faster, more vigorous start to the season. Take a tactical first strike against weeds. Protect your soybeans early with Antares Complete. Always follow label instructions and check registration before use. Contact your Helena representative to learn more.
I'm Charity Seebecker from the Midwest Farm Report with a look at your agribusiness news. Farmers not yet enrolled in the Ag Risk Coverage or Price Loss Coverage programs for 2024, you have until March 15th. Both safety net programs, delivered by the USDA's Farm Service Agency, provide vital income support to farmers who experience substantial declines in crop prices or revenues for the 2024 crop year. From the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Charity Seebecker.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Mostly sunny and a little breezy today. We'll get to around 64 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the southwest at 15 to 25. Tonight we'll drop down to 45. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and warm, 69 for a high. Then on Wednesday, partly cloudy. Could see a few showers by late Wednesday and Wednesday night. Our high Wednesday, 64. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
It's outside now, it's 33. And Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth.
We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Water World, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded, and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
I like your stories and your reporting. Great show.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
I'm the Scat Man. I'm the Scat Man.
Mad Radio WMDX 92.7 FM at 1580 AM. John and Gordy, the show in Madison, Wisconsin. Hope you're having a very good evening.
Evening. It's morning. What are you? Is your clock still messed up?
Hey, you don't know what time
it is
at
all. It is.
It's five o'clock somewhere, Gordy.
Okay. All right. If you say so.
Middle of the night, someplace.
Let's see. In Kiev, let's see, what is it?
You have access to this. You have a wall of clocks, right?
I do.
With different time zones on it and everything. It's just fantastic.
In Kiev, it's 2:35 in the afternoon. In Beijing, it's 8:35. And in Tokyo, it's 9:35. Okay? Okay. Right here, it's 7:35. So, hey, don't forget, Wednesday, we're at Short Stack.
Yes.
Yes, John and Gordy return for another Wednesday morning. We're there every Wednesday at Short Stack Eatery. And they're at 301 West Johnson, right down the street, just a block away from the station here, just a couple of blocks from the Capitol. We invite you to join us. We'll be there from 6 to 8 a.m. doing the whole show there. And, of course, we'll have a lot of fun, and, you know, we'll have pancakes there. We've got all kinds of food. You can check it out. Yeah, there'll be coffee there.
There'll be coffee.
Fresh pot
of coffee. They won't let that. They won't let that guy in.
No. He won't be there. But you should be there at Short Stack Eatery, Wednesday morning with John and Gordy, 6 to 8 a.m. Okay. Yep. All right. Good deal.
Hope everybody turns out.
Hey, we're gonna have some T-shirts and stickers and stuff to give away too.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. All that stuff. Yeah.
All right. Well, let's get to Donald Trump reading the teleprompter.
Oh. You
know, Republicans, the MAGAs, hate it when Biden reads off a teleprompter or any Democrat reads off the teleprompter. And obviously, they don't know what they're saying, so they have to read the teleprompter.
Right.
And Trump is always bothering people about reading off the teleprompter. Well, in this case, Trump was reading off the teleprompter, and you know how it has his name in it to say, you know, this is what you're going to say next. You know, Trump says this.
Right.
Trump says that. Well, anyway.
Is that what it does?
So Trump basically read that live.
I'm in it again. Yes, so yes, and quickly, says President Trump. Yes, so yes, we can.
Oh, yes, yes, whatever, says President Trump.
Says Trump. President Trump.
Isn't that incredible? Just this guy is like, you know.
So he doesn't really look at the script ahead of time, apparently, or you know that wouldn't happen because that's what professional news readers do. You know, they kind of look things over first, but not him. Just wing it. Just go for it.
Maybe the person who entered that into the teleprompter put, you know, his name in inadvertently and just happened to read it. But of course, no one knows what he was saying. I mean, how do you make sense out of whatever it was that he was trying to say here?
I'm in it again. Yes, so yes, and quickly, says President Trump. Yes, so yes.
Yes, so yes. What is he talking about?
What was that other gobbledygook he was saying? It's nuts.
The person who posted that said, the old boy's brain is scrambled eggs. that's one way of describing
Good description.
I do like that. All right. Mm-hmm. Now, media, Midas Touch, rather, constantly puts out videos in regards to, you know, trashing Trump as often as they possibly can. But they put out this incredible comparison between Trump and Biden. And Biden had a stuttering problem, and Trump decided to make fun of that. So what Midas Touch did is they compared the two. They played a little bit of Trump, and then they played Biden dealing with the stuttering problem. Mm-hmm. This is heartwarming as heck, and you're going to really love this thing.
Two nights ago, we all heard Crooked Joe's angry, dark, hate-filled rant of a State of the Union address. Didn't it bring us together? Remember, he said, I'm going to bring the country together. I'm going to bring it.
What's your name?
Owen. This is my son, Braden.
Hey, Braden. How are you, man?
We're here because of Stoddard's, and we wanted to hear you speak.
Oh, man, come on. Hey, I tell you what. Don't let it define you. You are smart as hell. You really are. You can do that. Can I get a phone number for you, and I can tell you what I used to do and how I would do it? Can you take his phone? Because there's about 25 stutterers I continue to work with. And I can tell you the things that help me. I know, by the way, the hardest thing is talking on the telephone. So I don't expect you to be able to. When I stuttered, I used to talk like this. And it took a lot of practice, but I promise you you can do it. I promise you. And don't let it define you. You're handsome. You're smart. You're a good guy. I really mean it. Don't let it define you. And you know when I say I know about bullies, you know about bullies. The kids who make fun, it's going to change, honey. I promise you.
That's Joe Biden helping a 10-year-old boy dealing with a stuttering problem. And I hope the audio was okay where you could hear some of that. But it was... It was just so warm, so sincere. Yeah. And you have Trump, of course, making fun of stuttering during the State of the Union. Just an amazing thing.
Well, and he's made fun of disabled reporters, in the past. I mean, it's just disgusting.
It is.
It really is. I mean, special needs folks need help. They don't need to be ridiculed and, shunned.
Right.
And made fun of.
Well, I used to stutter when I was a kid.
Is that right?
Way back when, really. It was a problem. My parents were very concerned about it. Back then, they didn't have a lot of services or a lot of help, so they didn't know what to do. But it all kind of worked out in the end. I just didn't say anything.
And then you went to radio broadcasting school, and they worked all that out, right?
They worked it out, yes. Yeah. They had the physicians there to help me through that. But, one interesting thing is, I've been going from healthcare insurer to healthcare insurer, and I went to the dentist once. I got a thorough checkup, and I was sitting in the chair, and the dentist came up, and after taking the x-rays and everything, came up and said, "Oh, I see the cat has your tongue. Your tongue's tied." And I'm saying,
really?
What? What are you saying? And it, because, the little flap underneath your tongue is shorter.
Oh.
Yeah, and I have that. I have a short flap. Huh. And,
okay.
That's why every once in a while I will make an error speaking.
Hmm.
It's because it's just my tongue isn't long enough. Sorry about that. I am not, I cannot replace whoever it is with KISS.
I've never known you to be tongue-tied, really. It's always been sounding good as far as I know.
Yeah. Well, now you'll notice.
Okay.
Now I won't be able to say anything at all. I'll just make mistake after mistake.
No, I think you're
fine. All right. Well, okay, let's get to one of our... This is the crazy thing, and I'm noticing this more now, like with Ron Johnson. He really was very misdirected in almost everything he's ever researched. His problem was always that he wanted to convince people of the problem first before we dealt with a solution. So he completely ignored solutions. He would just say, I really have to make you understand what the problem is first. And then that's why he's never been able to do anything. But now he is repeating all the mega lines. And what's happening here is we're finding out all of these Republicans are turning into these MAGATs. And it is crazy.
MAGATs?
Right? MAGATs.
Okay. Yes.
And we have a crazy one right here in Wisconsin. This is from The Intellectualist. They posted this. Wisconsin State Representative Chuck Whitgers. And he's from Muskego. He was speaking against access to contraception. That's right. That's where they're going next on this. And he says it leads to infidelity. And I thought this is, I know. And wait till you hear this guy, his logic, his reasoning, or whatever he's about to say. Check this out.
Some of the religious leaders said that historically, back when the pill was being developed, that there were comments of predictions of social behaviors that might exist, and they learned that from other societies in real time when they made these comments, and they said that it opens up the door to marital infidelity.
Wow.
And it did.
Oh my God, really? Never happened before.
And you can laugh and mock, but you're laughing and mocking not me, but
no, you.
The people.
All comments will be to the speaker.
The government might force contraceptives upon married couples. That's happened in other countries. And so the government gets to have a role. They get to play supreme ruler. It increases a loss of respect for women, that men get to do whatever they want, and then women have to be able to control the natural reproductive course of the body. Nature has an intention, and when you have that act, a pregnancy naturally occurs. That's nature doing what nature does. And then the woman has to counter nature by taking something that is highly systemic and highly invasive, according to the documents in the books that people that are pro the pill.
It's a pill.
Stated in their books.
Invasive.
That's a science. Hmm. We would begin to see ourselves as the ultimate masters of nature. So when nature does something it's supposed to do, and then we say, let's not do that. And we're talking not about, you know, getting a pimple if you eat Doritos and drink chocolate or eat chocolate.
No.
That would be contrary to a health movement or nature. That
bad
doesn't
example.
Improve your health.
It's a bad
it
example.
Makes you less healthy and there's side effects. In real time, our nation is having some of the same things with a proliferation of STDs as a result of going into I don't have to worry about pregnancy, so, you know, men don't have to worry, women don't have to worry about pregnancy.
All right, there we go. There's Chinese witch girls.
Is that some weird, weird stuff? I mean, that is weird, wild, wacky, wacky stuff.
You are correct, sir.
That guy, I mean, he was just rambling, just incoherently.
From Muskego, they thought he was a good person to elect. Somehow.
Okay.
Let's take a real quick look at what he was saying, basically. This is all projection and a fallacy known as the appeal to nature. I had to look this up, and here's some of the facts. Humans have been using technology to interfere with nature for thousands of years. We are a species known for our ability to create novel outcomes based on tools, medicines, and anything else you can think of. You know, electricity didn't just happen, you know, from two trees rubbing against each other. I don't know. I'm just making, you know, I'm just, my head just, you know, can't handle this kind of crap, you know. Without technology, most of us would probably be dead. We've never been born or you know, living our lives in extreme pain all the time, right?
Right, yeah.
Without our ability, we're the higher level thinking people here. You know, that's what puts us above other animals.
Yeah, right.
That we can come up with things, invent things, come up with, you know, vaccinations and way to save people's lives or ease their pain. That's what it's all about. The natural, the appeal of nature. This is what they really want. You know, we're just going to go back, you know, hey, if you got this, you know, then that's it. Too bad.
Well, yeah. And what you were saying, like right at the start of this was, he's talking about access to contraception leading to infidelity. Whoa. What? Just come on. just crazy talk. Yeah. Trying to connect the dots
once you get rid of
doing
the pill,
a horrible job of it,
you know, then there won't be infidelity anymore, because in the 50s and 40s none of that ever
that
happened.
never
happened. It was the women's movement, it was the pill.
That's right.
You know, all of those things. This is their war against whatever happened before. They really, really hated the war protesters who said, you know, maybe we don't want war or sending people off to war. You right. know, basically, they didn't want a draft anymore. We had the women's movement, the women's liberation movement. We have the sexual revolution. We had all of these revolutions. All you know, the drug revolution we had, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The whole thing happened, and they want that all back.
Yes.
And that's where we're headed. That's their point. They want to repeal everything that came before.
Yes. 7:49 coming up, tidbits, odds and ends, this, that, and the other, and some more leftovers.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
I joined the Carpenters Union 15 years ago as an apprentice, got free training, and have been able to advance. Now I'm a superintendent, running high-profile projects in Madison that change the city's skyline. I'm looking for skilled and experienced carpenters. If you want to join my team with great pay, better benefits, and a chance to advance, apply today. Call 608-240-0314 and press 0 to apply. That's 608-240-0314 and press 0.
This St. Paddy's Day, if you want a pot of gold, list your home with the Aaron Weber Group at First Weber.
Excuse me, kind sir, but it's not Paddy's, it's Patty's, as in Patrick.
When selling or buying with Aaron Weber Group at First Weber, you'll get the best price with updated market reports and instant property value quotes. We like to say that movetomadison.com is kind of like a pot of gold.
Ooh!
It is the number one site for leprechauns to search for new homes this St. Paddy's Day. Visit the Aaron Weber Group at First Weber.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Matt and Air on Air.
Man, dig this crazy pad. Man, it's a mad pad.
Yeah, baby.
Mm-hmm.
It's the Mad Pad Radio. WMDX, 92.7 FM, 1580 AM. The John and Gordy Show, broadcasting from the capital city of Wisconsin, Madison. Hope you're having a very good morning, and we're going to be talking about Katie Britt in just a moment. But first, we do want to take a call from Dick. Dick, how are you doing?
Good, guys. You know, Johnson, Trump, this guy you just played, we used to have a guy at work that was a lot like this, only the guy at work was a nice guy and meant well, and we used to call him crisis management. He'd create a crisis, and then he'd try to manage it. And that, you know, that's what I'm watching with Johnson. The minute he opens his mouth about this electors thing and his involvement in it, he's in deeper and deeper every time, don't you think?
Oh, why, absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, he doesn't know when just to stifle himself, as Archie would say.
Right.
God. Yeah.
He's his own worst enemy. Everybody. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, and Trump is too, and that's why I'm of the thinking, let him talk. Yeah. Give him a long leash. When it comes to Trump, I'm talking about now. Yeah. Let him go.
Yep. That, well, that's
about to dry.
Absolutely. I think, you know, letting him say whatever he wants to say at this point is counterproductive,
Trump
at least
unplugged.
On that side of the aisle.
Yep. Trump right. unplugged. Just let him go.
Yep.
Crisis. All right, Dick, thank you. Thank you for that call.
Yeah, that's great. That's great. I love that. Let's get to Katie Britt. Yeah, still, you know, still fallout on this thing. Katie Britt, of course, you know, made the post State of the Union address
the response.
By the Republicans.
Sure. Yeah.
And, you know, it's just...
it was unbelievable, and then of course that led SNL to do something too. So
absolutely, first I want to get to Christine Pelosi, you know, daughter of Nancy Pelosi. She had a comment about this whole thing. Let's check that out.
I'm at my kitchen table with a message for Senator Katie Britt. Apologize. As a mom, as a sexual violence survivor, as a sexual violence prosecutor, I'm calling on you to apologize to the President of the United States, to your children, and to your constituents for lying about the horrific case of sexual violence that you exploited for political purposes and directly lied about to the American people. You said there was a young girl who was sexually trafficked. You implied that that young woman was sexually trafficked and raped and abused in the United States of America while Joe Biden was president, when in fact, this is a story, a horrific story, of a tragedy that occurred years ago in Mexico when George W. Bush was president. You knew that when you said it. You knew that when you sat at your kitchen table and you lied to us. So now, as you say, God calls us to do hard things. Mm. We're calling on you to do the hard thing, do the right thing, apologize, Katie Britt.
There you go. Wow. And Katie was a guest on Fox News, and they talked about it. She lied again.
And so listening to her story, she is a victim.
Okay, but to be clear, the story that you relate is not something that's happened under the Biden administration, that particular person.
I very clearly said I spoke to a woman who told me about when she was trafficked when she was 12. So I didn't say a teenager. I didn't say a young woman, a grown woman, a woman when she was trafficked when she was 12.
Oh, you were perfectly clear. I'll tell you what, let's listen to that perfectly clear statement that she made.
When I took office, I took a different approach. I traveled to the Del Rio sector of Texas. That's where I spoke to a woman who shared her story with me. Oh. She had been sex trafficked by the cartels starting at the age of 12.
Not clear.
We wouldn't be okay with this happening in a third world country. This is the United States of America.
There you go. So I would think that she was very misleading in her comment.
All right.
Very, very misleading. By the way, I've seen other interviews with her, and she seems to want to make this a major issue for the country to deal with. We have so many things that this country needs to do. Mm-hmm. This is not one of them, stopping sex trafficking in other parts of the world or Mexico or wherever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Good luck with that. You know, you can work on that one, and we should work on it, but it isn't the major issue that we have to deal with in this country. Now, Saturday Night Live had, how can you top parody like Katie Britt's response to the State of the Union? How do you top it? Well, you get a star, and
right.
star power from Scarlett Johansson playing the Katie Britt part here. Let's check this out.
My name is Katie Britt, and I have the honor of serving the great people of Alabama. But tonight, I'll be auditioning for the part of Scary Mom. And I'll be performing an original monologue called This Country is Hell. You see, I'm not just a senator. I'm a wife, a mother, and the craziest bitch in the Target parking lot. I'm worried about the future of our children, and this is why I've invited you into this strange, empty kitchen. Because Republicans wanted me to appeal to women voters, and women love kitchen. But seriously, but first and foremost, I'm a mom. And like any mom, I'm going to do a pivot out of nowhere into a shockingly violent story about sex trafficking. And rest assured, every detail about it is real, except the year, where it took place, and who was president when it happened. And tonight, I am not just responding to the State of the Union. I am also selling these gorgeous bejeweled cross necklaces for you. This affinity diamond necklace goes with anything, and you can wear it from the church to the club.
They're always selling
something.
And
now I'm going to get weirdly seductive for no apparent reason. As I was saying, the American dream has turned into a nightmare. You know, my husband Wesley and I spend a lot of time in this kitchen worrying. Kitchens are where families have the hard conversations, like the one we'll have tomorrow about how mommy freaked out the entire country. But y'all, Biden's the one who is destroying our country. Just ask yourself, are you better off today than you were 4 years ago? Back in the good old days of 2020, the year that nothing bad happened?
There you go.
There.
Oh, that was Scarlett great response Johansson. On Saturday Night Live.
Hey, John, we are all out of time for today's show. That's going to do it for this Monday. We'll be back bright and early tomorrow morning, 6 a.m. Hope you'll join us then. Have a great day. So long.
Bye-bye now.
John Gordy Show.
Broadcasting from the city where the official bird is the plastic pink flamingo, this is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Tune in for a big Monday edition of the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. We'll take your phone calls. We'll give you all the headlines. Devil's Advocates, 4 to 6 statewide.
This is Chuck Smith, owner of Current Electric, home of the superheroes. Have you noticed electrical problems in your home or business? Flickering lights, broken breakers, outlets that wiggle and jiggle? Current Electric knows the most important thing is protecting your family, and our heroes are experts at electrical repairs and upgrades. With 8,500 five-star reviews and growing, we answer the call. Go to callcurrent.com. That's callcurrent.com. 262-786-5885. Keep your electricity alive.
You're listening to Mad Radio. WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Kate, the Princess of Wales, has apologized for confusion caused by her editing of a family